there I was, back in the wild again. And I felt right at home, where I belong. I had that feeling coming over me again, just like it happened so many times before.
Live from the DGS studios in Hollidaysburg, Pennsylvania, this is The Rut Report with your hosts, P.A. Rut Rob, P.A. Rut Mike, and P.A. Rut Brad. Take it away, gentlemen.
All right, you got the names right that time.
I was first this time.
You were first this time.
It's special. It's because I was neglected the last show.
They always remember the last guy.
Anyway. I was kind of appreciative of that, though, because I wasn't here. They said my name.
In spirit.
Did you listen to it?
I did listen to it, man.
Congratulations.
It was really cool. Congratulations. Thank you. Hold on. Like, I'm not going to listen to it.
I saw we had one listener, and it was P.A. Rep Mike.
Rock on.
He's ready to go out and hunt the rattlesnake.
Dude, I'm telling you what, dude. We need to do that. It's kind of cool.
I'd do it.
Since we're talking about the rattlesnake, we'd like to thank Rattler Doug and WestloopWrangler.com for coming in and giving us some insight on hunting rattlesnakes. It was an awesome episode, I thought.
And other various predators.
Yeah. I thought it was an awesome episode. I thought it gave you a lot of knowledge on different things. And, you know, basically if you get bit... Get the heck out of the woods. Get to a hospital. I thought there'd be more on that, but just get to the hospital.
When you get bit, there's a good chance you might die.
You probably will die.
Go to the hospital.
All right. Another note. This is episode
note?
Six. Yeah.
We're on to another note? Yeah.
Do you want to go on to that?
We're on to the other note. What is this?
Episode six.
Where are we at?
Six of the PA Rut podcast. Actually, if you're
not
researching
two,
us,
not three, not four, not five.
We are on. It's PA Rut Reports Outdoors or Hunting and Outdoors, correct? That's what our real name is on the podcast. So if anybody's really looking for us,
I missed the.
We had to change that the other day, and I just thought about that we never said that.
What, on our podcast?
Yeah, on our podcast on Podomatic.
We don't even know what it is.
No, we changed
PA
it.
Rut Reports. Aren't we on iTunes? Hunting, fishing, and outdoors is what it is.
Hunting, fishing, and outdoors, yeah.
Aren't we on iTunes?
We are on
also?
iTunes.
We are on iTunes as well.
We're on Stitcher, a couple different
Stitcher
podcast avenues.
This is way too technologically advanced for me. Seriously, man.
But anyway, check us out. We appreciate everybody's listening so far. This is episode six. Rolling right along here. We have Juniata John with us again tonight from Juniata Trout Fitters. The sulfur hatch is coming on right now. They're catching a lot of fish out there in the Little J. So we're going to talk fly fishing again. A little bit of turkey season. Mike went to a tournament. P.A. Rupp Mike went to a tournament in Ohio. A bass fishing tournament. We're going to see if he caught anything or got skunked.
And
we are going to see if he caught anything or if he got stumped.
Skunked. I said skunked. Probably want to take it away with.
What are we taking away
on,
with?
Fishing or.
Wait, are you done?
No, the Juniata Jones here.
Are you done so you won't yell at me if I interrupt you?
No, you're good.
All right, here we go.
We couldn't mess up his introduction this time.
He did well.
I'm proud of him. He's
no interruption.
He is an up, forth, and coming young man.
Oh, yeah. Here you go. Couple podcasts ago, I told you I'd give you a tick count, so I'm up to 46.
40 on yourself?
Mm-hmm.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
This needs to be documented.
46.
I need to see this.
There's not photographic evidence. I'm with Brad on this.
Yeah, I need
I said,
something on pictures.
I said episode 7 I would expose the total count, but I figured...
We wouldn't last till episode
what
7.
The hey, yeah. This is our last hurrah. So, yeah. 46 ticks, yes.
Are you spraying yourself down with your permethrin?
No, I should, though.
I sprayed all my hunting
gear. I was going to lead into that.
Before I went turkey hunting the other day, and I didn't have a tick on me.
No, because I go at lunchtime.
Not that I knew of, anyway. Yeah.
At lunchtime at work, I go and walk through the woods. That's my lunch break.
Are you walking or are you frolicking?
Depends. It depends on what happened at work prior to. About 25% of the time I frolic. The rest of the time it's straight.
We need some video footage release. Of the frolicking.
Yeah, it's
sorry.
Very humid to be frolicking through the woods. Very humid to be frolicking through the woods.
I was out there hunting turkey the other day, and this guy came through. It looked like he was frolicking. I couldn't tell.
Blake, I'm walking
Oh, so man. Yeah. Anyway, let's go on to the subject. Wait. We're back on it. Back onto the subject. Yeah.
A subject.
Off of the original subject, but back onto the most recent subject. 46 ticks. I've pulled off my clothing. 3 I pulled off myself. 1 I've pulled out of myself. So they're out there. Permethrin, Sawyer's, Brad, PA Rup, Brad, you got some Sawyer's to spray on his clothes.
Yeah, that's what I did. Sprayed it on my hat, my backpack, my shirt, my pants, and my socks. I wore rubber boots in the woods, so there was no sense in spraying on that. But I did all that. Said it does 2 outfits per bottle. And that's supposed to be your hat, shirt, pants, socks. And I have way more than that in
underwear.
There. I could probably do.
Underwear?
No, you don't need to do that.
Thongs?
I could probably do 4 or 5 times spraying the same.
Well, they say it's good for up to 5 washes. 4 to 5 washes.
4 to 5 washes, something like that. But it
either way,
you can do way more than 2
for me. For me,
sprays.
For me, that's good. That's good for 6 years.
Yeah, I don't watch.
That really is
an interesting thing.
So you shower as often as you change like archery equipment.
Yeah. Almost.
Well, I still
hunt out of a Baker, so that can tell you something.
I wash my hunting clothes, you know, beginning archery, let's say archery season, at the beginning of archery season, and scentless stuff. And if I spray them down with the Sawyer's, usually I keep them in a scent lock Tupperware container. I try not to sweat in them that much, so rarely do I throw them back in the washer unless I do have. That's a hot day, and I do sweat a lot.
How often would you be sweating in your hunting outfit other than when you were hunting?
Did I say something?
Try not to sweat in them.
Anyway, so
do you wash your hunting clothes at the end of season?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Before you put them away.
Yeah, and I put them back away.
Nice. Good job. A lot of guys don't do that. They just take the stuff off. Oh, hey, I'll get it next.
Well, usually I have blood on them or something, you know, because I'm a killer.
Ooh.
See, I'm like
the gauntlet has been thrown down.
Wait. We need a pre-recorded laugh track from an old sitcom, like the 80s. Day, like watching Full House when something stupid happens.
Oh, why did you go Full House, dude? That's like a cheesy show, dude.
It is. That's why it's a cheesy show, cheesy laugh track.
Anyway, yeah, I usually have blood or hair or something on them.
So. Blood or hair.
I wash them, put them away.
All right.
Pack them up for the year.
I respect that.
That's good. That's good. See me? It's like Gypsy Home Alone.
Yes.
I'm going to give you to the count of 10 to get your ugly, yellow, no good kids off my property before I pump your guts full of lead.
That movie?
I'm just, my mind is boggled on how quickly he had that queued up. It's like Home Alone, I got that up. It's number 3. Home Alone. Yeah. You ever watch Home Alone? Where the mother actually realizes that Kevin was left at home while she's flying on the plane, and she sits up and screams, Kevin.
Yes.
So it's like the night before archery season, and I'm laying in bed. I'm like, oh, tomorrow's archery. And then I realize that I haven't washed my clothes yet, so it's kind of like that. But not really.
What do you say?
In theory,
it's scream,
like
washer?
That. Washer! Washer! That's what I scream. So, yeah. Permethrin, keep the ticks off you. Sawyer's is a good brand for that. Wash your hunting clothes after the season, before the season, during the season. But don't wash them too much because then you'll wash out your Sawyer's.
No more than five times.
Then throw the clothes away and get some more at your local outfitters.
I just have to ask this question. Like, you know, the hunting season, you know, I wear base layers and all that stuff. I refuse to spend the money on camouflage base layers because you don't see it. Do you guys have like camouflage undergarments?
Well, if it's camo, you don't see it anyway.
I'll tell you this.
good point there, Brad. Good point.
I'll tell you this. We got like 2,000 posts on our Facebook page of guys that wore our t-shirts as underlayers. On all 2,000 posts, they killed a big buck.
So you're saying
we bought a lot of t-shirts I didn't know about.
Yeah. Hold on, what's it
that
with
might
that?
Be a slight embellishment. I think we had 2 guys that put pictures up there of themselves in PA Report t-shirts, and in both pictures, I think they were just.
That's a good plug for our shirts, though.
I think they were both just drinking beer. That might have been it.
Oh, there was like an awkward moment right there. That was an awkward moment. What'd you say, John?
Junietta John doesn't have a mic.
Oh, hold on, shirt.
John does not have a
penis. Junie out of John does not.
This is the third comment that I've heard since I met you guys up, met up with you guys this evening about people not having their shirts. Who's the person in charge of that? It's not me. I'm marketing.
Of course not. Yeah.
I'm
gonna
keep
I don't have a Junie out of Troutfitter shirt.
No, I was going to lead. Yeah. Ooh.
Well, I see Rob has one
it off.
On.
I had a good plug for it. Man, I'm getting cut off. No, we got a
we got a
we got
a I bought one fair and square.
I bought one
fair
and square.
Man, it's on the Jeep.
See,
it's on the Jeep.
There we go.
Even though I don't trout fish, I'll represent.
I can't even get a PA Rut Report sticker because
they're all gone. Sold out. They're
trying to get one for my boat. You know what I mean? I'm like trying to get the word spread. I see all these dudes on boats.
PA Rut Mike,
like thousands of people.
PA Rut Mike can't even get a PA Rut Report sticker, and he's marketing.
Yeah, like hold on, I'm like part of the crew here, dude, and I can't get one. So like, what's the deal? 67 cents? What?
So I was gonna lead into our guest host that you might remember from episode 2. Which was enthralling. You should listen to it too. Enthralling, yeah. So I'm sitting here, and it was driving over here. I was like, oh, yeah, I got their shirt on. It said Junie had a Troutfitters t-shirt. I was going to play the Homer card like a fanboy. Sitting here like the Junie had a Troutfitter dudes are here. I'm going to wear their shirt. I'm that guy. But yeah, they have shirts. They have shirts for sale. If you're a trout fisherman, fly fisherman, outdoorsman, if you want one of their shirts, go to junieatatroutfitters.com. Get one there. If you want one of our shirts, don't ask Brad.
I have two that I'm waiting on, and I'm like, and I'm marketing, so hold on, what's the deal here?
So we're going to lead into fly fishing, touching back from episode 2, the enthralling episode. Oh. There is a good hatch going on right now. If you're a fly fisherman, you should be out there looking at and trying to find this. And I'll let Junie out of John lead into the explanation of what it is because he's much more fluent.
Put the mic down and step back.
Step away from the
First
mic.
First off, thank you guys for having me. It's always a blast here.
Always a pleasure.
We need to do this without microphones sometime on the river because we still have the little competition that we're supposed to be having.
Oh, thank you for bringing that up.
We do have a challenge.
Right. We do have a competition.
You're my guy. I'm just saying.
He did listen to episode 2.
He was that one.
That's what he was on.
He was the one listener that we were like, yeah, there's one person listening.
Not only was he on it, but he listened to it.
Anyway.
As of lately, the river has been killing. It's been awesome. The sulfur hatch is on. It's been killer. We have been booked pretty solid every weekend throughout this month and the past couple weeks. We just had some great friends, some really old friends of ours, actually booked us. And it's kind of odd, especially when old friends are willing to just say, hey, we want you guys to take us out. And we just had a killer time. We I think as a group, we had three guys, and we caught close to 30 fish that day, which it was pretty impressive for beginners. They're very new to the sport. And towards the end of the night, they were pretty sold. They're ready to buy fly rods. They're ready to do it full time, you know. And that's the greatest thing I take away from guiding for a day is the friendship, the bond. You know, it doesn't end at the end of the day on the water. You know, we go have a beer afterwards and just talk about the day and have fun. You know, it's all about building trust and friendships and enjoying the outdoors. And that's why I respect you guys so much for doing what you do. But sulfur hatch.
Right.
What was that? What the hell was that?
I just enjoyed it. I enjoyed the shout out. The love. Felt the love.
For those of you, I know this is a podcast. You're kind of like making up in your mind what you think we look like while we're talking. If you've ever seen Miami Vice.
Oh, where's this going? Hold on.
You ever watch Miami Vice? P.A. Rot Brad is pretty much a carbon copy of Don Johnson.
I agree.
I concur.
I concur.
All right.
I have to look a picture up of this fella.
He doesn't even know who Don Johnson is. He'll look at it and be like, oh, damn.
You've never watched Miami Vice?
Nope.
You're early.
P. Before, that's before his time.
I mean, I'm sure I watched it back in the day, but
he is the youngest cat in the room.
How old are you, Brad?
A lot younger than you.
Ouch. Ouch.
Don who? Johnson.
Don who? Getting back to the important point. Don who? Wrinkles. Don Wrinkles, yeah. Don Wrinkles. So, not to cut Junie out of John off in the middle of his statement. I'll say this. In relation to where you guys fish, there is a establishment there that I like to frequent just because of the amount of French fries that they serve, and that is the Spruce Creek Tavern. That place has some very good French fries.
They have good beer, too.
Good beer. New ownership. Good atmosphere. Oh, here, Junie out of John is there almost every day of his life, so I'll let him explain a little bit more.
Well, if we're jumping into Spruce Creek Tavern, it's been a killer place for years, and now it's under new ownership, and they actually accept credit cards now, which I know was a big issue before. A lot of people going in there and you buy a meal and everything, and you're sitting there and you're like, cash only, and you're like, wait a minute. But they build a new deck out there so you can eat outside, you can hear the river. It's just freaking, it's a gorgeous place, really good ownership, great food, and great prices. But if we want to get back on the topic of hatches.
Yes, yes.
Hatches. Okay. Yeah, fishing has been great. Sulfurs are on. A lot of duns. Basically, what I'm explaining to you is midday through evening, you'll see these sulfurs. A little yellow bug, a mayfly. They're basically coming out from underneath the rocks as a nymph. And they're breaking their exoskeleton, and they're floating to the surface where they dry their wings and they fly into the air. And a lot of the times, if you get a nice cool day, these bugs will lay on the water and they're taking their time trying to get their wings dry so they can fly. And that's a good time where fish will come up and pop on them and eat them. And there's also the emergent state where they're just coming out of their shell and they're kind of stuck in it right in the subsurface, and you'll see fish. You won't see their whole mouths coming out. You just kind of see their dorsal fin, like the back of their fin coming out and kind of sipping. And that's like a pre-stage before the dry flies. But these bugs end up flying into the trees, and they molt into a what they call a spinner. And a spinner then is what they mate together as a spinner, and then sulfurs in the end of the night, they come down and they lay their eggs on the water, and that's called the spinner fall. And the spinner fall is just really starting to kick off right now. If you get a really hot day, it tends to be really late. You get 20 minutes at the end of the night. That's just unreal, with hundreds of fish rising in front of you, behind you, all over the place. But if you get a decent temperature day without the humidity, without a lot of heat, You can experience this a lot earlier, around 6 o'clock, where you get dry fly action all night. But subsurface nymph fishing, it's been great in the morning. We've had clients on the water a lot lately, and we've just been doing really, really good. So if you guys are interested in getting into fly fishing, you know, give us a call, talk to PA Rut Report, or just get out on the water and experience it, because it's the killer time of the year. And it only lasts for about 3 to 4 weeks. So we're about midway through it. So by the end of the month, we're probably going to be the end of it. And then we'll start moving into different hatches. But this is the prime time to really catch some big trout.
And if you want to catch these guys, get them out there to help you out, junietatroutfitters.com. You can catch these guys on through email. I'm sure they have a phone number on there to call them and book a trip.
Book a trip, ask a question, just check out their site, anything. Buy a shirt. How about that? Buy a shirt. I'm wearing one right now. I'm the Homer right now. Pierre Rob is sporting a Junie out of Trapfitters T-shirt.
You're the only one has one.
It is form. It is.
Oh, Brad has one, but yet John doesn't.
Say what?
John doesn't have a Pierre Rob Report T-shirt.
He's been here twice. He doesn't have a shirt.
He didn't buy one when he saw us at the sports show the other day.
He didn't. Wah, wah, wah.
Just kidding. You will get a shirt, just along with the rest of our guests.
Just kidding.
They should all have shirts.
Every listener.
Get them to our shirts.
A shirt for every listener.
that they have to purchase.
Yes.
Like, hold up, dude. Yes. Like,
come on, Mike. You're in marketing.
I am. That's why I'm saying, like, you got
to let that.
Like,
you gotta
I will
let
give
that
you
sit.
A deal, but
you got to let it float for like 20 minutes, and then after a while, you're just like, oh yeah, you got to pay for those T-shirts. or do that.
So, yeah.
It wasn't
beep.
Me, dude.
Wait.
It wasn't me.
I don't know if we can beep that. I don't know.
Judy had a John. You're never coming back on here again. That's just disgusting. So, yeah. To stay on topic, the fishing in general is good right now. Weather's starting to warm up. If you're a bass fisherman, I myself like to frequent the local rivers and throw on a pair of boots and just hop in the water and see what I can catch. I went out for the first time this season a couple days ago on the Frankstown branch of the Juniata River. I caught probably 20 smallmouth in about 2.5 hours, and it was a good time.
What were you throwing?
Pretty much Mr. Twisters the entire time.
Nice. Wait till scare fills us, man. I'm telling you.
Squared, yeah, that leading
what's
into
the temperature
leading into where we're going to.
Little J right now. Temp, yep.
63.
Midday, you're still
in
the
high 60s. Early morning, you're getting low
60s. Oh, you're right. 63. I was gonna.
I'm a bass fisherman. Yeah, yeah.
A lot of spring influence, so you don't have to be really concerned. But midday. Nope.
So it's not waiting in your shorts water yet.
Oh, it's oh no, yeah, oh yeah. Well, not not in certain sections. It probably in all rights, it probably wasn't a jump in the water and wade in your shorts type of day. But I get so excited when it starts to warm up that I don't really care, so I just hop in.
It's a grow yourself a set.
Oh yeah, it is. It is.
Well, if he if you didn't hear him, it's the 60s. He didn't have a mic. We're too cheap to get more mics.
Whoa.
We have them.
We have the mics.
Cords.
We don't
sound
have the mic cables.
Cords. Our sound guy pretend. Timmy has just said he pointed to a mic.
We have the mics.
We don't have the cables.
So no, yeah, yeah. Back on the fishing note, it is a good time to be out there on the water, whether
great
you're
time.
In a boat, whether you're fishing for trout on a lake, whether you're fishing for trout with a spinning rod, whether you're out fly fishing, or whether
fishing
you're out
with
bass
a
fishing. Yeah. Oh yeah.
I'm
oh
just
yeah.
Saying.
Anything you do, get out there. Get out there.
So you're
what was that, John? Oh, John
a bait
says that
caster.
Rob can't cast a bait caster.
I've casted a couple bait casters. I can cast them. I prefer not to because I've miscast them enough that it's like
it's a bird's nest.
Yeah.
I'll teach you a trick how to get those out real easy. I'll teach you how to actually set
your
reel up.
I got the thumb pressure kind of thing. You just got to feel it out a little bit unless it has some kind of regularity on it.
You can set your rod. You can set the reel so it doesn't backlash on you as bad.
Well, I fish a lot. The probability of me actually being in a scenario where I'll use a bait caster is very, very low.
I fished a river with one. 6'6" rod with a bait caster on it.
I will not use a spinning rod. While we throw out gamuts, I'll wade beside you in a river with my setup. You can throw whatever you want now.
Now, can I pick the
spot? We'll go fish for
fish. Can I pick the spot? Cause you
if it's river wading, yeah.
It's river wading.
Oh, yeah.
But you got to remember, I used to live on the Frankstown branch. I lived on it for 5 or 6
and years,
and I fished it every day. So, like, I got the honey
so
holes.
So
I'm just saying.
This is well. Going back
it's
to
a throwdown.
Challenge.
It's
we're
a
gonna, we're gonna rewind about 10 minutes. Juniata John did bring up a challenge that was issued in episode
He's
2.
He's my guy. I'm just
Let's
saying because
he was
him.
The single. He
him.
Was the single
I
listener.
Him.
Let's set a date.
Yeah,
let's
okay.
set a date and a time right now. Let's do. Well, we got to fit. We're gonna fish a hatch, right? Yeah.
The hard part for me is like a Saturday or Sunday in the next coming months is going to be real hard for me because I got back to back tournaments. So I'm just being real. You know, I've been on the water. I've been fishing. So I don't know anything about these wonderful, beautiful trout. I usually call them stupid because they're trout. And I try
you don't
know how to catch them. And I don't know how to catch them. But no, but you know.
So should you be calling the fish stupid?
I call myself stupid.
There you go.
I'll just say that because you know what? Listen, I see some of these pictures of these trout, and they're beautiful fish. They really are. I don't know what to do with them once you catch them, but like put them back because I don't really want them. Listen, I'm catch and release all the time. Come on. But
for life.
I don't want to eat those stupid things. You know,
they are.
I agree. Let's set a date.
I like mid June.
Mid-June.
Because we're still
Water temp wise is good. Mid June. PA Rut Brad. You can see the gears working in his head over there. He's like, oh.
I didn't check my schedule. You guys are putting us all on the spot.
He's like, I got to go buy some more bobbers.
Dates right now.
Well, I'm saying like.
Well, when, no. When's the.
Monday night or Tuesday night?
Oh, wonderful. You know what? Can we set this up, Timmy? Yeah, is there a way we can set this up that we could do like a podcast directly after the fishing event?
On the river.
On the river.
He's shaking his head.
In the river.
Where are you going to get Wi-Fi? I have a generator. Where are you going to get Wi-Fi? We'll steal the neighbors.
What do you need Wi-Fi for?
Do you need Wi-Fi?
What do you need Wi-Fi for?
Oh, I'm sorry.
We just set this up right on the bridge at Spruce Creek.
Is that where are we fishing at to begin with? We need completely neutral water.
Neutral waters.
Somewhere where PA Rob hasn't fished because he's
fished
like a pro.
I've fished a lot of places.
Let's go to Virginia.
Who's the worst person we can give him as a guy? He knows how to fly fish, though, doesn't he?
A little bit.
Oh,
I've never casted a fly rod.
So he doesn't get. Listen, here's the thing.
He doesn't get a guide.
He has to fish all by himself. He has the most experience. That'd be like going bass fishing on the lake, dude. Like, you know, I'm not going to put it out there like that.
But it's really going to say the nice thing about fly fishing is if you know how to fish and you fish before, you can fly fish for the most part. It's understanding of mechanics and how to present your lure and get it out there. If you're a fisherman. And you love fishing, you can fly fish. You can't.
Well, I'm a fisherman, and I love fishing because I spend so much
money doing
it.
But you can't fly fish? You can fly
fish.
I've
never tried. You know, the one time I tried it, you know, I must have had a bad teacher. But John's going to hook me up, dude.
Well,
he's like the ultimate pro, dude.
Well, that's the thing.
Was it Adam? Did I get his name right this time? Adam? Adam's not here, so I kind of throw him under the bus. Like, look, you all can pick Adam. I got John, dude. I drafted. You know what I mean?
No. To put it in context. To put it in context, I went out with Adam Fitter fishing the other day on their waters where they guide, and he out caught me 3 or 4 to 1.
Oh wow!
And it is like I'm saying, if you want to fly fish, you can fly fish.
Didn't you say you caught 30 the other day?
That no 20, and that was
this guy catches.
That was wet wading for smallmouth.
All right. Fishing. I thought you were talking about that. My bad. Go ahead.
No,
probably
so anyways,
using live bait too.
So anyways, Adam Fitter caught me 3 or 4 to 1, which is good in comparison to how I fish against how really knowing what you're doing makes a difference, what you're throwing out there, how you're presenting it, where you're presenting it, flow, control, all that stuff, because I fly fish a couple times a year. I've been doing it for a long time, so I know how to fly fish. There's a difference between good, and there's a difference between
what is going to win this competition? That's the question. Is it going to be the largest fish? Is it going to be the best? Because I'm a bass fisherman.
I'm going to throw a twist out here. So we'll take this challenge. This challenge is paired because I'll be paired with somebody. I'll be paired with John or Adam. We'll throw it out there. That'd be John G from the Trout Fitters. But let's make it a little bit more interesting. We'll do a multi fishing style challenge. Ooh. So we'll fly fish.
Oh.
We'll wet wade, dirty, jump in, river fish or smallmouth, and we can also boat fish. So we'll do three species of fish.
It's like a triathlon of fishing.
Yeah, it is. We're gonna
All I gotta say is I hope you guys got boats and like really good electronics, because like
we're gonna know that. That's the catch. We all have to use your boat.
No. Look, my electronics are off limits, dude. There's no waypoints. I will erase.
So here's the gauntlet.
I'm pulling the card.
Here's the gauntlet.
I'll take my boat out, and I can bring one other person.
Where are we going? Where are we gonna fish this at?
We'll
right?
fish the Dead Sea.
What's the Dead Sea?
Canoe Creek.
Oh, come on, man.
come on, man.
This is a competition on neutral waters.
Those are dead waters. There's not, because my personal best on Canoe Creek is a 5.2 largemouth. I mean, you listen.
John, if you're going to talk, you have to grab the mic. Because nobody word all tour. I know.
He's trying to speak loud enough.
Here it is. I'm going to block you all from going back to Creek Channel back to the lily pads, dude, because I'm throwing a Spro Frog, dude.
Here it is.
65-pound braid on a 7'3", medium-heavy, fast-action, dude, and I'm going to crush them in the lily pads. I'm just
here
telling you right now in Canoe Creek.
Here it is. We're going to do a three-species challenge between the Rut PA Rail Report and the Juniata Trout Fitters. There's three of us. There's three of them.
Oh, dude, I don't want
to. So it's going to be them. It's going to be a draft.
I don't want to fish against John.
It's going to be a draft. Right. It's going to be a draft. Right, it's going to be a draft. It's going to be a draft, okay? So
Brad, that's a no. Don't do it.
Here. No, it's going to be a draft. It's going to be a regardless
with the draft. What kind of boat do you have? What kind of boat you have?
He said a 17-foot low. I'm gonna talk for you. I'm gonna talk.
Hold on. Can we fish Raystown?
Brad will
act. Can we fish Raystown? Let's do it.
We can. Yeah, I say we fish Raystown. I know. I say we here.
It is neutral. What do you mean? It's a big core lake.
Here we go. It's a three species challenge.
Okay.
We'll have a draft. If you're familiar with fantasy football. We'll
which
draft.
You should be.
We'll
draft if you're not, manner. You're not a man.
Yes,
I'm just
yes.
Saying.
We'll draft in that manner. So, Brad,
John giggles.
Brad, PA Rub Brad is the equivalent of a kicker. Okay? So you don't take him.
I don't even think he's a kicker, dude. He's like.
A punter.
Listen.
Very rare that they count punting.
It's not that I don't
know.
I agree.
I will whoop both of you fishing.
Oh!
Just said it right now. Both of you.
You need to borrow a rod or two?
Both of you. No, I have rods. I'll whoop both of you fishing.
Ugly,
he's got bobbers.
You got bobbers?
What's that?
Bobbers.
No live bait.
I'll do
whatever
I want.
Listen, the bass fishing, there's no live bait. I'm pulling that rule down, dude. There is no live bait
okay,
in bass fishing.
All right, I'm out. I don't need live bait.
Three species challenge. Fly fishing for trout. Wet
I thought we were on a team. You guys were both dissing me.
No. You're not going to be on our team. It's not the PA Rut Report team versus the Junior Trout.
You kind of said that, though, and it sounded like PA
That's
Rut
exactly
Report
what it sounded
against
like.
Junior no, Trout Fitters. They're going to crush us, with the exception of possibly
I keep getting interrupted.
I might have a little bit.
There's six total guys.
I haven't talked this whole episode.
Two teams.
You did at the beginning. You were talking about all kinds of stuff. I didn't pay attention, but you were talking.
Okay, so we don't have to spend another week. We got 1 minute left. There's two teams, all right? Two teams are made up of either guys from PA Rut Report or guys from the Trout Fitters, 1-1. So it could be Juniata John and PA Rut Brad.
No, he's mine, dude. I drafted him already.
Adam Fitter and PA Rut Rob and PA Rut Mike and John G from the Trout. That's how the format is going to work. We'll fish. We'll fly fish for trout. We'll wet wade for smallmouth, and we'll boat fish for largemouth.
I have a good idea. How about we do this?
This is all in one day.
No. Yes. No. This is all within a two-hour span.
2 hours.
This is a two-hour span.
Here's
you
what we do.
You better be good.
This will work since we're doing three different events, correct?
Yeah. Way
what
over
we can do.
Time.
No, hold on. No, listen. What we can do is each event we get a different the PA Rut guys, we each get a different Juniata Trout Fitter guy.
Yes.
So, I'm going to take for my bass fishing, because I really don't need any help. I'm just going to say that. I don't care who I take. But for my fly fishing, dude, I want to draft first because I'm the rookie. I'm going to take John. I'm just putting it out there, dude. I ain't proud.
No. Look here.
With all that.
Okay, oh,
if
Brad's
you're
fine.
Here, here you go.
Fine.
Here you go. On our,
I would feel that they're
on
all
our honor. Well, on our ending note. On our
one.
Ending note before our break, because we're already over.
Way over.
If you're familiar with fantasy football, if you're familiar with keeper leagues. The person who does the worst in the league gets the first pick the next year. We're acting like we're going into that, so Brad gets first pick because he's the worst.
Well, hold on. Brad was making fun of me a couple of episodes ago because I didn't shoot
all of a sudden a better fisherman than I.
Well, I already know. I know I'm a better fisherman.
Yeah, and I do too. I mean, when it comes to bass fishing, dude, you're a juvenile.
Okay.
We'll
talk about your bass fishing when we come back from the break.
My bass fishing was excellent. I'm just going to say
that's why no one will remember your name.
For the first time in four tournaments.
Whoa. It's just,
anyway.
Oh, all right.
Thanks for tuning in for the first half. We do definitely have to stop because we're already minutes over our
we're gonna take a break.
Time. We're going to take a break.
We're going to give a plug out. Hunga-Munga.com.
Oh, Hunga Munga.
They're new broadheads.
New packaging.
The first company that showed interest in it. We thank you.
They are the new broadhead.
The new broadhead.
brothers can boogie down. I ain't whistling Dixie. No, I'm a rebel with a groove. Yeah. All around the world, they go round and round.
All right, folks, we are back with the PA Rut Report. Second part of episode 6.
Episode 6.
I
requested that song as a lead-in.
I wish I could make my saw sound like that.
My saw sound
beat.
Like that.
Wow, wow, wow.
You can, Brad. Next time you're out there.
What kind of saw you
I'll
got?
Try.
It all depends on the saw.
Husqvarna 455 Ranger.
Oh, we need a steel.
I like it. I like mine. It's going to last me for the rest of my life.
229 carbon Red Rider BB gun.
You'll shoot your eye out.
So, Mike, you went fishing in Ohio. Tell us about the tournament, the lake, where you were at. Did you use scared fishless stuff? Did you not? Did you have success with it? Tell us a little bit about your trip.
What kind of clothes you were wearing, your bowel movements throughout the tournament?
My bowel movements were solid. I will say that. They were solid. No, I actually, second tournament of the season. First one was on Raystown. It was for a tournament series called Fishers of Men. It's a great tournament series. It's a Christian.
Do they have beards?
No, they didn't. The Amish dudes from Ohio did. I mean, those guys were crazy. Like, but no, I had a tournament on Mosquito Lake, which is in Cortland, Ohio. It's a shallow water lake. Deepest spot is 25 feet. You catch a lot of fish there. You catch a lot of pound and a half fish, which it's fun to catch. But when you're culling fish and you're in the tournament mode and you're talking an eighth of an ounce between fish, it gets a little annoying. Had a great time. I was never on the lake before. I went out 2 weekends ago to practice fish just to learn the lake. It's a small lake. It's a big rectangle. Like I said, it's very shallow. It's all grass, not a lot of rock, and it's a mud base, so the largemouth, it's all largemouth bass, kind of related a lot to the grass. Went out there, found a pattern, was catching some real quality fish, caught some two four-pounders, a three-pounder, and a bunch of two and a halves. Had a good feeling about it, went back out this previous weekend, practice fished Friday, found out they were biting on the same thing, and was really pumped up for Saturday. And we actually, my partner and I, wound up coming in 16th out of 45. The crazy part was the winning weight was like 12 pounds 16 ounces. We had 10 pounds 39 ounces, so
it was pretty tight race.
It was a very tight race. I mean, it was all about the culling of fish. And actually, yes, I talked to Joe from Scared Fishless, the guy who owns it. I was throwing his crawl in a color that they have is called Payday. It's like a, I won't call it, it's a dark green, darker than green pumpkin with a gold, big gold metallic flake. And I was swimming them on a lightweight through the grass, and I was catching some quality fish. And you know, we wound up, it's all about, with this tournament, it's about placing. You get points for, we have a pre-meeting on Friday where you get 50 points, and then you start with 200, and each place that's below first gets, you know, you lose a point per place. So we actually, we're sitting right now in like 22nd place in the series. So it's actually...
So you're in like a circuit?
Yeah, it's a circuit. It's a five tournament circuit. Started out from Raystown, early season, early spring fishing, which is tough on Raystown. It's a jerkbait bite more than anything. Then we had this Mosquito Lake, which was in Ohio because bass fishing was out in PA. Our next tournament is Kinzu, which is a clear water smallmouth haven. And then we go to Shenango. And then our last tournament is Lake Erie, which is...
Is Shenango north of Pittsburgh?
Yes. Yes, it is.
I've
Shenango
heard good
River.
About, I've heard really big muskie come out of there, but I don't know much about the bass fishing in that area.
I will probably really pissed off if I catch a muskie, because I caught a pike, a 31-inch pike, and I was like, get off! Like I
there's
you know what
a
mean?
Big
wasting my time.
Dam there, correct?
I believe I've never fished it,
and
you know.
That's what I was told. There's a big tailwater dam that comes out of there, and you can catch some monster. It smells real funny, the water, but there's some monster fish that come out of that.
That's what I've heard. I've yet to fish it. I fished Erie before. Erie will be, and you and I were talking in the break about drop shotting.
Yeah.
I will be drop shotting at Erie. that's just the style that I learned. And I mean, you're talking 4 or 5 pounders, 5, 6 pounders. I mean, you're catching some monster smallmouth up on here. It's
is that part of your tournament? Place while, or
circuit.
It's a circuit.
Circuit, yeah. That's part of your circuit. Erie will be the last tournament. Those tournaments are actually pretty cool. They're all core lakes with the exception of Erie. It's Central PA bass fishing is a PA bass fishing in general is a tough thing. It is. We don't have great fisheries for bass. Raystown produces some awesome bass, but oh, he brought it up. Yes, 20th place because there was a three-way tie for something one of them. But yeah, we are in 20th place with 10.39 pounds. I will take it all day long.
Just know you can't BS us on here because we'll pull it up.
My partner texted me. This is the first I saw it. He texted me. He said he added up the board, and we were in 16th. That was when we weighed in. There was three guys behind us.
What's your circuit called?
Fishers of Men. It's actually a Christian fishing tournament.
Oh, okay.
So it's pretty cool. We have a Friday night meeting. We have a speaker. It's a bunch of guys who, you know, I'll put it out there. We love God. You know what I mean? I do. I'm a believer. But it's just fellowship, man. You know what I mean?
That's
but
cool.
I will tell you one thing. These guys, the national championships were on the Harris Chain of Lakes down in Florida this past year. And a good friend of mine, Tom Belinda, he's a semi-pro bass fisherman. He actually fishes Everstarts, which is right under the FLW. He actually made it in the FLW. He fished it.
You work in these circuits. You can move your way up.
Oh, yeah. You can win some money. First place in that tournament was, I want to say, the two guys that won $1,600, something like that. $1,695 for first place. You can win some money.
But if you win this, you can get invites to
You can get invites to regionals, things. Yes. And, okay. And we actually have, I'm not sure of all the sponsors. I know Pfluger Reels, and yeah. Which they're most famous for their reels. They do make rods, but their reels, their sponsor, Ardent, which is a huge reel and rod company, is one of the sponsors. You can actually... Oh, what's he doing?
He's highlighting your pay.
I ain't making any money. I ain't gonna lie. I didn't make any money. But listen, 20th place out of 45 boats for never being on a lake, I will take it. And it is huge right now. But I do have to say that we didn't weigh a fish in on the Raystown tournament. We had, you know, here's what you do. You go out and you practice fishing. People are like, oh, what do you mean you practice fishing? You go out and you practice fish, you find a pattern. Exactly. That pattern, you're catching fish. You go out the day of the tournament. You can have a 2-degree, like Raystown, we had a 2-degree temperature change, and it was windy. The fish weren't where they were the day before. So you're running around the lake trying to figure out where these fish move to. I don't know if it's the same as trout fishing, but in the matter of 12 hours, it can change. These fish are not where you think they are.
Temperature change is always
It can kill you. But the kid I'm fishing with, I'll call him a kid because I'm old, he actually just graduated from UPJ, wanted to fish this circuit, and I was like, you know what, dude? Let's do it. Because my main fishing is Raystown. I have 11 tournaments through my bass club and another series that I'm fishing on Raystown. Raystown's pretty much my home lake. It's a tough place to fish. I mean, you catch some nice quality fish, but consistently, I mean, you got to put the time in. I'm on the lake twice a week.
You got to find them. Yeah.
I'm on the lake twice a week. Probably like you're on the river. You're probably on the river more, but I'm on the water twice a week. You know, if I'm not at work, I'm on the water. But it's fun. Plus, I get to go. You know, I get to hang out, meet some guys, and talk to them, and talk about fishing, talk about other things, and I get to fish in places I've never fished before. And I'm the rookie. You know, this is my first year of tournament fishing, so I'm just
but in a way that you can advance.
Yeah, if you make it to nationals. I mean, first place in nationals, I want to say it was over $100,000. Plus, you're winning a brand new boat.
Yeah,
I mean, they gave away three boats at nationals. And the cool thing is, in this series, if you finish in the top 60%, you go to regionals. You pass regionals, you're going to nationals. You go to nationals, and I mean, you're fishing against some elite fishermen. I mean, there's guys that fish at the higher echelons of bass fishing there. They don't like to give up their secrets, but I kind of got a secret now because we hooked up with Scared Fishless, which we were supposed to have tonight, but he's getting ready to go to Erie. So I've been talking to this guy a lot. I've been really checking out his baits. I've been fishing his baits. I was throwing his crawl crayfish in Payday, and I will tell you what, dude, I was crushing fish on it. like his baits a lot. He actually just started making swim baits and flukes. I'm a big fluke fisherman. Anytime it starts raining, I will say this. Anybody that fishes Raystown, if it starts raining, throw a fluke. I'll put that one little secret out there, because you will crush fish on a fluke in the rain.
I crush pike on flukes.
You will crush pike also. You will crush pike. Fish love a dying bait fish. I mean, that's what they eat for a living. It's like kind of like their job. But I was very impressed with his baits. You know, we managed to pull in a good finish. And here's the thing. 5 tournaments, you know, it's all about points, and it's all about finishing consistently. And you know what? We managed to pull better than half the field. For a lake, it was my second time on. I'll take it all day long.
Well, speaking of the tournaments, whenever you get into the bigger tournaments, if you do happen to, and I hope you do, win a boat, will you donate your old boat to PA Rut Report?
I will listen. I will put this on record as saying,
boom.
My boat is for sale right now, because the bass monkey has bitten me in the ass, if I'm allowed to say that. My boat, my boat's not big enough anymore. But no, if I win a brand new boat, I will donate my boat.
Hey, to interject.
PA Bass.
To interject,
PA Rut Report.
Bass Report.
PA Bass Report, yes.
Somebody spun that off.
PA Bass Report, it's spinning up right now.
Yeah. You're not getting my pro craft. Sorry, it's not going to happen.
If you're gonna curse or cuss on this program, you gotta overdub yourself like they do in television. Like if you're watching a movie on television, it's like, you mother trucker. Or something along those lines. You got to do like a Samuel L. Jackson type.
I will work on that, but all
right.
No.
But yeah, your boat's going to
strike down upon thee with great vengeance furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers.
I will say this. PA Rut Report Brad and PA Rut Report Rob, you guys are more than welcome to use my boat at any time you want. All I will say is, if you need electronics, you better buy your own. Because mine won't be
taking
there.
The chip out.
I'm taking the chip out, dude. I'm taking the chip out. Just because, you know. No, actually, I have a buddy of mine who, there's a guy from Pro Bass Fisherman. He's from Johnstown area. He's actually really good. He had given another buddy of mine one of his fish finders to use because it broke down. Put it on his boat, and he left his chip in it. And
ouch.
He has all his, like, waypoints. Well, and the joke is, because we talk about it at some of our tournaments, and he's like, it'll never happen again. But, you know, you spend the time. Like, I was on Raystown in December. The water was down 10 feet. I drove around. I didn't even fish. I drove around for 4.5 hours marking waypoints of trees that you don't see when the water's up 10.5 feet.
So unprofessional.
Ooh. That one worked. That one worked.
I got the
Hey, I got to give a shout out.
Anyway, I got a shout. I got a fun plug.
I said shout out. I didn't say what you said. I said shout out.
He's asking.
Oh,
if I
he
did.
Said. Oh,
he's no, there is no shout out.
Beep.
Yeah. Beep. 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 So, anyways, I caught the largest fish I've ever caught in my life of a specific species last week. Huge. Huge. I was extremely excited when I got on the line, and thoroughly disappointed when I landed it. I caught between a 16 and 18 inch fall fish. Huge fall fish the other day. Huge. I thought it was a big, big rainbow trout.
Is this on Wee Fisherman or in real life?
Oh,
Fisherman.
Real
Wee Fisherman.
This is real life fishing. Before, I was talking about how you can go out and wet weight and catch smallmouth right now. While I was fishing for smallmouth, I just happened to catch a giant fall fish, which is rare, that size. Hate those fish, but hey.
They put up with a fight. They're fun to catch. Yeah, I fish an ultralight rod, right. Though, so, you know, 4-pound test. So
yeah, when
like
I'm fishing for fall
catch.
Fish, that's what I use, ultralight rods.
Brad, what kind of rods do you have? Hold on, I got to ask a question. What kind of rods do you use?
For trout, I have an ultralight spinning rod with a.
You have some ugly sticks.
5 foot with a Shakespeare reel on it.
Oh, that's crunch rod. What kind of line do you use?
What's that?
What kind of line?
4-pound test any of the stuff that I see at the shop, and it says 4-pound on it, I buy it and throw it on my run.
So listen, I'm just going to say the whole bass fishing thing, dude, I'm going to crush people on this one.
So, and then my bass fishing rod, I have a Abu Garcia reel.
I'm a huge Abu guy.
It's about a 6.5-foot
Is that like a
Eagle
6'6"?
Claw rod.
Eagle who?
Eagle Claw, yeah. They make
that. Eagle Claw, they make
I do
rods.
Have a couple with their Wright McGills, I'm just saying. Like,
and I'll fish you with both of them.
Hold on, don't make me break out the Kistlers or the Lumas.
I'm buying a 12.5-foot.
What the hell does that have to do with anything we're going to fish with?
I do a lot of shark fishing when I go down to the beach. That's right.
P.A. Rupp Brad has to use his 12-foot rod in the river. I'm just saying.
There's some big carp in them river. Big channel catfish.
I don't think you can flip a 12-foot rod. But
it's a finesse caster.
Yeah, I do a lot of shark fishing down at the beach. So
shaky head. He's gonna have a shaky head on that.
Having a
pretty much.
Yeah.
Buying a 12.5-foot rod with a pen reel that holds 500-pound of braid, and I'm gonna crush a shark. Huge shark this year.
What kind of braid do you guys use for sharks?
80-pound test braid.
French braid.
The cheapest braid French I can
braid
find
that?
Because it's too expensive.
Do you when you fish?
And I'm on a tournament.
And when you fish, do you use a French braid?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I tie my hooks.
Is not tying important to you guys? Like as far as you, like what kind of? Give that mic to John. I gotta ask him a question.
Give that mic
give
to
that
Junior
mic to
John.
Junior.
I thought you were asking me that question.
Okay. Well, hold on. Like, I back all my rods with just cheap mono.
No, wait, let me cut
you
off.
Hold on.
I thought you were asking me that question.
I can't.
I've been tying the same knot for every single lure I've tied on.
What do you tie, polymer?
I have no idea what it is, but it works. Since I was probably 7. So if we're gonna go into actually. Wait. If we're going to go into talking knots, I will give this mic to Junior out of John.
When I splice line, I use a blood knot. That's just what I like to tie a blood knot. But a lot of times, I'll tie a polymer knot, except for on fluoro. Fluoro likes
good.
To – but fluoro's not as forgiving.
All my bass reels are usually, 30, 40-pound braid and with a 10-pound – 10 to 12-pound fluoro leader.
So you actually spool yours then with braid and
yes.
then put a leader on them.
Yeah.
See, I fish mostly all I back mine with mono and then I'll put fluoro, I'll tie fluoro or I'll use a copolymer too.
It's tough. I can fish straight braid too.
My frog rod, my fluke rod, and my flipping rod are all braid.
Straight braid.
But anything else I kind of just stick with.
I think it wouldn't work, but this fish don't see it.
Oh, they don't. Especially, we don't have clear water here. We don't have gin clear water here. Unless you're at the damn end of Racetown. And, Brad, then if I were you, I would throw
please
a mono.
Please don't cuss on the podcast.
I said ass.
I'm talking about the damn end.
Oh.
Mastering in the voice of a little girl with those damn ass.
All right, here's a joke. What did the blind fish say when he ran into a wall?
I don't know, Mike. What did he say?
He said, damn. I'm just saying. Thank you, Timmy.
So, Brad, what do your notes say there?
There's a lot of them.
When did you write them?
I wasn't involved in the whole note process. I was kind of sitting at the other end of the bar. I was kind of felt left out. I
wrote the notes for tonight, about 3 minutes before we did the podcast. But the rest of these notes here I read a while ago.
So what's up with the turkey hunting? Like, I've been fishing.
Good.
So.
I was just about ready to get into that.
John, did you turkey hunt at all? No, John's shaking his head no. He said no.
I do not hunt. I fish 12
the turkey hunting.
Good man.
Half, guys are still nailing them, and they're actually getting some bigger birds. My buddy went out that I had out with me videotaping the other day. We didn't have much luck. We heard them. A hen came in. It was just saw his head and a little bit of his body, just out of sight. Thought it was going to get good, never got good. But we had a lot of fun out there, and that's the most important thing. And the guys are nailing some big birds right now. If you look on PA Rut Report, / Facebook, or Facebook, sorry, / PA Rut Report. You can find some pictures on there. So guys are still shooting some big long beards, some heavy birds, and it's still going on. And tomorrow, which is the 19th, it's on a Tuesday, which I never understand Pennsylvania, the Pennsylvania Game Commission, but you're allowed to hunt them all day now. You don't have to be out of the woods at noon. Why it starts on a Tuesday, I don't know, but it's from tomorrow until the end of the month. You're allowed to hunt them all day. I asked my buddy, he's an avid turkey hunter, if they sound off like they do in the morning at night. He said, "Oh yeah," he said, "that's some of the best time you can get out there. They're going to their roost. So they're walking through the woods. They're answering back. And we're going to try that out. It starts tomorrow. I believe the next day we're going to get out and be able to film is Memorial Day. We'll see what happens. But turkey hunting's still going on. They're still killing birds. And as long as they're still killing them, they're saying they're talking, I'm going to be out there hunting them.
Are you going out Saturday?
I'm going to try to in the morning. I got a busy day Saturday. But if I can get out for maybe 2 or 3 hours in the morning, that'd be good.
You going out solo?
Yeah, I'll go out solo Saturday.
I'll hook up with you.
On Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay.
You shoot, I'll film or whatever you want to do. But
it doesn't matter to me.
Let's go put a bird down. That'd be pretty cool. First PA rut killing on video if we can do it.
I'll see if I can do it. Like I said, my schedule's pretty busy on Saturday. So it's right. The problem is with turkey hunting is you have to get up. I mean, this isn't whitetail hunting. I mean, I get up early for whitetails, but turkey hunting this time of year, I mean, you're up at 4 a.m. To get to your spot before it gets light out. I mean, it starts breaking light at 5:20. If you're in the woods at 5:20, you're going to see it start breaking light. You need to get into your spot before it starts breaking light, because those turkeys that are up in the trees, if you're getting into the roosting spot, they're going to see you coming in. They're never going to come down. And the law is you can't shoot one out of the roost. So, and I wouldn't do that anyway, but you have to get in there early. So, it's no joke. So if you have something going on the rest of the day, or, if you have to be out of the woods at 8 o'clock to go to work for 10 hours, I mean, you're going to be falling on your knees here, at the end of your shift. So it's a little tough to get out for some guys on Saturdays and stuff like that. So, I'm putting in my time whenever I can.
Good deal. How about you, Rob? I saw that big guy in your hunting.
He frolics.
I'm too busy frolicking at noontime to worry about turkeys.
Nice.
I'll tell you this. Of the 4 days a week that I frolic at lunchtime, I've seen and heard calls of turkeys probably 25% of the time I'm out there. So there's turkeys in the woods midday. And that's a nice turkey. Yeah. This turkey in the woods midday, and this may have been touched on, but what is the time change? As of Tuesday, you can now hunt all day long?
You can hunt all day. You had to be out of the woods at noon. You could not hunt a turkey after the noon hour.
I thought you had to be out of the woods by 1. You had to stop hunting by noon, but you had to be out of the woods
by
1.
I mean, you can be in the woods all day long.
So now, as of Tuesday,
you can carry a shotgun to hunt coyotes all day long. So I don't know how they could press that on you, but ultimately, you have to be done hunting turkeys at noon. And now on Tuesday, on the 19th, I just can't put that together. But on Tuesday, this Tuesday, you can hunt them all day.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, why don't they do it on Saturday? Why doesn't last Saturday, you can hunt them all day?
Either way, you can hunt them all day.
Pennsylvania.
So while I'm frolicking, my average frolicking time in the woods is about 12:30, 1 o'clock. You'll be frolicking with a shotgun. A lot of times that I'm frolicking, I couldn't have the opportunity to shoot a turkey because I see them and I hear them. So now that you can frolic
they're
in the
woods. They're not used to seeing that. They probably just let you walk up to them since you're frolicking.
Now that you can frolic in the woods all day long, get out there and frolic.
I had to give a shout-out to Hungamunga. I know you said it earlier, but new packaging, kind of impressed.
I saw that. I wonder if they heard that from us.
And I will say this, that PA Rut Report Rob, PA Rut Report Brad, and PA Rut Report Mike are now official pro staffers for Hungamunga, so be looking forward to that.
Peace, staff.
I mean, that's a good deal, man, right?
It's a good deal.
Love it. Absolutely. I think one of you should shoot a turkey with a Hungamunga.
I'm not killing a damn turkey. They stink.
The
Hungamungas
I might
right now.
Think
so
about doing that.
That's true. I do have the Hungamungas.
I've never killed one at all, so doing it with a shotgun or a bow. I mean, I'd rather do it with a bow. We'll see what happens. I might take it out. Might take them both out. If you're not allowed to do that, I won't do that.
We'll have to check some game laws. Yeah, I honestly believe you're allowed to.
I don't know.
I honestly believe.
Well, if you're there, you can say you have my bow and I'll have my shotgun.
Hey, Rub Brad, don't promote illegality.
I'm not. Like I said, if it's illegal,
check out the new website, right?
Well, yeah, we can we can plug ourselves.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I want to do before we plug ourselves? We have 6 minutes left. No, we don't even have six.
No, we're at 60. We're done.
You just showed me. Wait, what?
I showed you 6-0.
I should have showed you this sign, but he showed you.
He showed me a 6. He put a 5 and a 1 up.
That makes 6 where I'm from.
And look at this.
Yes, that's 6.
What's that?
0.
What's the fifth? That's a D.
So, okay. Anyway. So, anyways, we're at the end of our segment here. What I was going to do before I was so rudely cut off by Pierre Uprad was throw a shout out to I know everybody has their hometown bar that they drink at after they're done fishing and or hunting and or trudging through the woods. We'll give a shout out to the Argonne Cafe in
definitely
Hollidaysburg, Pennsylvania.
Come out Tuesdays or Thursdays because the food's awesome.
Come on,
it's good every other night of the week.
Come on, every day. Come on, every day because the food's awesome. But come out at least on the weekends because you have a good probability of seeing PA Rut Brad or PA Rut Mike or PA Rut Rob somewhere filling faces.
And we will sign autographs and we don't even charge.
I'd sign a shirt if I could get one.
You can get I think either Upper Deck or Fleer makes it. A PA Rut Brad rookie archery card.
Oh, nice. Nice.
That was,
I don't think anybody does that.
The PA Rut Brad rookie archery card was you were actually a rookie in 99, 2000.
I was 16 when I started.
Yeah. At what age did you shoot your first archery buck?
Buck.
Oh,
2008.
Moral.
How many have you killed? 2008. How many bucks?
Two
with a bow.
With my bow.
Two with a bow.
Bunch of the rifle. Two.
Moral. Moral of the story. Moral of the story is
rookie card.
Don't give up. Don't give up. You got there, archer.
Took me a while to learn how. I mean,
it can be years. It can
knowledge,
be years.
Man. It's all about
it can be
gaining
years.
Knowledge.
It can be years and years until you harvest an animal. But just get out there.
Don't give up.
Shoot a bunch of does.
Anyway, all right, we're going to wrap this up. Robbie, do you want to end with anything before we wrap this up?
We'll say check out the new website we had. We put a post out on our Facebook page about the trophy room on our website. The trophy room displays the largest bucks harvested in Pennsylvania that were submitted to us over the last 2 years. There are some hammers on there, big bucks. If you think PA is not a up-and-coming state for at least score size of white-tailed deer, go to that page and I'll refute you any time of the day. Check out our site. Check out hunga-munga.com. There are new broadhead. Check out juniatatrapfitters.com. Thank you to Juniata John for sitting in. Also check out scaredfishlist.com. They're going to be at least my new wet waiting for smallmouth lure. I think that's about all I have. Anybody
just,
else?
Well, real quick, I want to thank Rattler Doug for coming in last week again. And if you need a set of rattlesnake tongs or looking to get into rattlesnake hunting, go to westloopwrangler.com. Here in a few weeks, so he should have that up. In the meantime, if you have any questions for him, you can get on pierrotreport.com, send us an email, and we will forward that to him.
Hey, don't forget DGS Studios for hosting us every week.
DGS Studios, we appreciate it. Taking your time for free. And helping us out here.
They signed on to work pro bono.
Wait till we get the bill.
Yeah. All right. Thank you all very much. Tune in next week for another episode of PA Rut Report. Thank you.